Ben Bernanke takes the stand in Washington.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the trading day. Coming up, the Fed chairman will take tough questions this morning from members of the House Budget Committee about the Fed's controversial stimulus efforts. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are down right now. The Dow is down 6 points at 12,226. The NASDAQ down about 0.3%, and same with the S&P 500. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner expressed confidence this morning that Congress will vote to raise the $14.3 trillion U.S. debt limit in the coming months. Geithner said lawmakers know it is, quote, unthinkable that the U.S. could default on its obligations. Now let's get to the hearing that's about to start on Capitol Hill. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke will defend the Fed's $600 billion bond buying program when he testifies before the House Budget Committee. The committee is now controlled by Republicans, who are expected to be a little tougher on Mr. Bernanke. Richard DeKayser is an economist with the Parthenon Group. He's with us now live from Boston. Richard, you in for some must-see TV in a few minutes?
Yeah, I think it will be interesting. The chairman has been vigorously defending this policy because it's fallen under political attack. I think he'll do more of the same. And he's going to basically try and make the case that it's working. You know, long-term interest rates have declined. The Federal Reserve has been announcing these various programs over the past couple of years. Each time it makes the announcement, we see mortgage interest rates in particular move down. So I think he's basically going to try and make that case.
But we did see this morning that mortgage interest rates are on their way up again. The 30-year fixed, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association, is now up above 5%. Does that signal that the Fed's efforts are not working?
No, I don't think so. I think this is losing the forest for the trees. You know, it's true mortgage interest rates have increased about a percentage point since their lows last October. However, last year, mortgage interest rates were under 5% for the first time in a half a century. It's important to recognize that that was truly extraordinary. And even at today's levels, and even if they should rise further from today's levels, these are still extraordinarily low interest rates by any historical standard.
Richard DeKayser, economist at the Parthenon Group, thanks so much for your time, as always.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, as Richard said, and as we said, the Mortgage Bankers Association had some bad news for the housing market this morning. Applications for home mortgages dropped 5.5% last week as interest rates tick up. There is one part of the real estate world, though, that was thought to be in big trouble and isn't looking so bad these days. Commercial real estate, malls, office buildings, and apartment complexes. Let's turn to Faith Hope Consolo of Prudential Douglas Elliman Real Estate. She joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
What happened? Because people were talking about the commercial real estate market as the next shoe to drop in the economy.
The way the market goes, real estate goes. And once the confidence came back in the stock market, people said, you know what? It's not that bad.
Are there places that are not seeing a comeback?
Well, a lot of the resort areas have struggled, although Las Vegas and Florida lead in the resort areas, but only in the main and main, only Disneyland and the heart of Las Vegas. Other very shishi high-end resorts are just now seeing interest again.
One of the big parts of the commercial real estate market is obviously office buildings, and they have been hit very hard as people have been laid off and offices have been emptied out. What's going on that front?
A lot of the law firms and accounting firms expanded during this time because everybody needs the help to crunch the numbers. They filled a lot of those gaps. For the first time, and I've done this over 20 years, I've seen the landlords and the tenants work together as a team. I've seen deals be more creative, more concessions. The landlord's crown got tipped. He wasn't king anymore. He decided he had to reach and make compromises, and they did.
And lower rents.
Lower rents, longer rent-free time, great concessions. And we saw short-term commercial leases, which we've never seen before for offices.
Faith Hope Consolo of Prudential Douglas Elliman Real Estate, thanks so much for your time.
And thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life. A-L-L-I-A-N-Z-U-S-A.com. By Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect.
The mafia has infiltrated the tomato market. In fact, Italians are being urged to boycott one of the most famous tomato brands from Sicily in order to take money away from Italian organized crime. The BBC's Mark Duff has more now from Milan.
If Tony Soprano went shopping for tomatoes, he'd probably keep an eye out for the Pacchino label. Pacchinos are reputed to be the best of the bunch, and they aren't cheap for shoppers to buy. But not all that money goes to the tomato farmer. Allegations have now surfaced that most of it goes to the mob. In fact, when a shopper buys $5 worth of tomatoes, the grower typically receives less than 50 cents. Alessandro Di Pietro is a consumer advocate and TV personality in Italy.
There's no doubt that every time we pay 11 times what we should, let's be frank, we're also putting money into the hands of organized crime.
Di Pietro cited Italy's top anti-mafia prosecutor to back up his claims and then urged housewives to stop buying the Sicilian-grown tomatoes. That's infuriated many Sicilians who've been trying for decades to shake off their island's mafia stereotype. But the country's parliamentary anti-mafia commission is taking the allegations seriously. It says it's going to investigate the claim. In Milan, I'm the BBC's Mark Duff for Marketplace.
And finally to the UK, where one woman has spent $160,000 on her dogs and wants to help others do the same. Her three terriers have Swarovski crystal collars, designer clothes, and custom-made beds made out of ostrich feathers and faux fur. They even get weekly massages. Well, now their owner, Louise Harris, is cashing in. She's getting her own TV show, and she's opened up a store called Diva Dogs. Photos on our website, marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Tunisia, then Egypt does kind of make you wonder where might be next.
Jordan is notoriously corrupt, and the corruption is protected by the high-ranking officials.
I'm Kai Rizdal, Jordan calling. Next time on Marketplace, also the day's business news. It's from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.